USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The House Majority Leader says it's still not clear exactly when the public will have access to hearings in the impeachment inquiry. Maryland Representative Steny Hoyer telling CBS's Face the Nation,
time is not constraneous. The truth and the facts are constraneous. We are going to move as soon as the facts and the truth dictate that we have.
Meanwhile, four White House officials who are scheduled to give depositions in the impeachment inquiry today are not expected to show up to do so. President Trump's now threatening federal funding for California over wildfires in that state, saying on Twitter over the weekend that he blames California Governor Gavin Newsom for, quote, a terrible job of forest management. The president saying every year wildfires consume California's forests, and the state always comes to the federal government for funds to fight the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The Democrats on the campaign trail over the weekend, one of them Vermont Senator, presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders, holding a rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota, blasting President Trump, saying that he wishes the House would impeach the president even if it wouldn't stand up in the Senate.
This is a president who deserves to be impeached and will be impeached.
The FAA is investigating after a United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing just before 7 a.m. Eastern today at Newark Liberty Airport in New Jersey. Flight 800 was bound for Orlando. It had just taken off from Newark when the pilot declared the emergency, saying they smelled smoke in the cockpit. No one was hurt. The previously unbeaten Patriots now perfect no more. New England fell 37-20 to the Ravens in Baltimore in Sunday Night Football. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A Democratic congressman from Connecticut says the GOP is turning into a cult. Democratic lawmaker Jim Himes telling Fox News Sunday that every Republican voted against the House Rules Committee resolution advancing the impeachment inquiry because they're becoming a personality cult for Donald Trump. He says Republicans are afraid to stand up against the president because if they do, he says they'll be bashed on Twitter and will lose elections in their primaries. Himes, the second top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says he expects to see open hearings within the next 2 to 3 weeks in the impeachment probe. At least one person is dead from a multi-state salmonella outbreak. The CDC says the outbreaks put 8 people in hospitals and tests show there's a link to ground beef, though they have not yet found the specific source. And Airbnb is putting a stop to party houses after a shooting that left 5 people dead at an Airbnb rental in Northern California. More than 100 people attended the party in Orinda, about 20 miles east of San Francisco. The 5th victim died on Friday. The person renting the house told the owner she was holding a reunion for about a dozen people. Police are still searching for the shooter. Airbnb says it's immediately banning party houses and redoubling efforts to combat unauthorized parties. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.